Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I'd like to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless your holy name. We magnify you, Lord. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness and your kindness towards us. Thank you, Lord, for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, for all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. And we say glory, honor, praises, adoration be ascribed unto you and to you alone, in the name of Jesus. Everlasting Lord, we want to surrender today's broadcast into your holy hands. I pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us, you speak to our situation, you speak to every circumstance of our lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, at the end of the day, Lord, your word will heal, your word will bring forth the gift of salvation. Your word will draw us closer to you. Your word will transform us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. You are welcome once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today I'll be discussing with you what I titled, He Will Relocate You. My God will relocate you if you are in the wrong position. My Lord will take you to the right place where you should be, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of John chapter 11. John chapter 11, and I'm reading from verse 38 to 44. John 11, reading from verse 38 to 44. The Bible says, Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. And Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Somebody will see the glory of God this day, in the name of Jesus. The grace for you to believe the word of God, the Lord will release upon you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 41 says, Then they took away the stones from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. And I know that you always hear me. Because of these people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said this thing, he cried with a voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hands and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, Loose him and let him go. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the story many of us are familiar with, the death and the coming back to life of Lazarus through our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, Lazarus was located at the wrong place. He found himself in the tomb of life. Maybe you are also in that tomb of life right now. Lazarus was considered dead for 4 days. I don't know, your own 4 days may not be 4 days, your 4 days may be 4 weeks, it may be 4 months, it may be 40 months, it may be 40 years. But brothers and sisters, I bring good news to you, that the Lord that was able to bring back Lazarus from the dead, that God is still alive, and that God will relocate you from that tomb of your life, and bring you back to life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That situation that had made you to be where you should not be, the Lord himself will move on your behalf in the mighty name of Jesus. He was in the tomb. A person in the tomb is where he has no choice. He is not the one that determined the tomb is going to be. No, he has no choice. He found himself in that situation. I don't know where you are right now. You find yourself in a situation that you wonder, well, how did I get here? I want to tell you that the Lord is aware of it. The Lord is going to help you. The Lord is going to deliver you. He's going to take you out of that situation. Maybe right now you are in the hospital and you have been there for 4 days. You've been there for 4 weeks. You've been there for 4 months. You've been there for 4 years. You've been battling with a disease for almost 40 years. I bring good news to you today. The Almighty God will deliver you. His mighty hand will stretch upon you. His healing power will be released upon you in the mighty name of Jesus. Afflictions will not dwell in your body. Why? Because your body is the temple of the Most High. Affliction is darkness, and when the light comes, darkness will recede. I speak for you, I prophesy unto you this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That situation, you are delivered in the name of Jesus. Another thing we can know about somebody who is in the tomb is that the person in the tomb is down below. Is down below, and that is against what the Word of God says. The Word of God says that you shall be above and not beneath. The Almighty God will relocate you from that valley of your life. Every valley in your life shall be exalted in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That situation which you are right now that seems you are falling, the Lord is going to lift you up. The Lord is going to encourage you. The Lord is going to send helpers of destiny to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was down, down, down below in the tomb, but our Lord Jesus Christ called him out. Jesus is calling you out of that situation. He's calling you out of that circumstance right now in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lazarus was in a position where he brought sadness to those around him. Everybody around him were shedding tears of sorrow. Brothers and sisters, I say no longer shall you shed tears of sorrow. The Almighty God will wipe away your tears in the mighty name of Jesus. Whenever you shed tears, it shall be tears of joy in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everyone around Lazarus, we are shedding tears. We are weeping for him. People will no longer weep for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Rather, wherever you are, you will bring joy. You will bring peace. You will bring victory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not his desire that you will be an object of pity. You will not be an object of pity. You will not be a victim. Rather, you shall be victorious in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because you know what? That is his plans concerning you. That is his plans concerning you. And the plans of God concerning you shall come to pass, because his word is yea and amen. That which he has said concerning you shall come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lazarus was in a tomb. He was in a place where he cannot help himself. He was in an unconscious state. He was not in a position to help himself. But our Lord Jesus Christ is the helper. He is the helper. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Our Lord Jesus Christ moved to him. He called him out. He knew he cannot help himself. But Jesus was there to help him. Brothers and sisters, I bring that good news to you. Jesus will help you. Jesus will deliver you. Jesus will set you free. Jesus will make way for you where there are no ways, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's your time to rejoice, because he's going to relocate you from that terrible position. He's going to put you to an exalted position, a position of joy, a position of power, a position of victory, a position of fulfillment in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That shall be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing we can learn from that passage was that it was a place where hope was totally lost. Maybe you've lost hope. You have considered that this is your faith. Nothing is going to change again. Maybe this is how God wants it. No, that is not how God wants it. It is not his desire that you be in that state. Brothers and sisters, the Lord will rekindle that hope in the mighty name of Jesus. That hope that has been lost, the Lord will rekindle it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, do not lose hope, my brother. Do not lose hope, my sister. Just hold on to the Word of God. The Word of God is there. Jesus spoke the word. He said, Lazarus, come out. It was the word. Jesus did not do any other thing. He just used the word. And that word was the one that brought back Lazarus from the dead. He was in such a state whereby his sister said that, Master, by this time he's already stinking. That means that hope is completely lost. They did not have any hope again that Lazarus was going to come back to life. But the word of God, that word of God, that word of God, the word of God that is sharper than two-edged sword, the word of God that is living, that word was spoken. Jesus spoke that word. And when he spoke that word, he said, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came out. Brothers and sisters, do not lose hope. I bring the word of God unto you today. And that word of God is that the Lord will deliver you. The word of God is that he will set you free. The word of God is that he will promote you. The word of God is that he will not allow you to be in that tomb situation of your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. So do not lose hope. Hold on to it. And it will come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And another thing we can see in that passage is that when you are in the tomb is a dark place. It's a state of darkness. And when you are in a dark place, it's a state of confusion. It's a state of error. It's a state whereby you don't even know what to do. But brothers and sisters, I say Jesus is light. Jesus illuminates. Illuminates that dark situation of your life. He will shine his light upon you. He will shine his light upon your family. He will shine his light upon your business. In the mighty name of Jesus, when the light comes, darkness will recede. And in that case, that thing that has constituted itself to darkness in your life, they will disappear. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will be delivered from every spirit of confusion. You will be delivered from every spirit of error. You will not make error. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every decision you are going to take, you'll be led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will guide you. The Spirit of God will direct you. The Spirit of God will counsel you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Darkness shall no longer be your own in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want you to know, brothers and sisters, that they said they have put the stone upon the cave. But brothers and sisters, I now want you to know that when we are talking about the stone can be the spirit of doubt. The Almighty God will remove that spirit of doubt in you. The grace for you to believe his word completely, the Almighty God will give unto you in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing the stone can signify is sin. God is ready to deliver you. Brothers and sisters, God is ready to deliver you, but you need to start living a life of righteousness. The book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Brothers and sisters, you need to do away with your sin. You may say, I have so much sin. The sins I've committed is so much. But brothers and sisters, Jesus is ready to forgive you. He's ready to wipe away your sins. He said, confess your sin. When you confess your sin, he said, it's just and faithful to forgive you, to cleanse you of all your sins. So we are hearing me today. You are not sure of your salvation. You are not sure you know this Jesus. Brothers and sisters, he's ready to take you out of that tomb situation. He's ready to relocate you. But you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He's at the door of your heart right now. He's knocking and say, open your door. When you open that door, he's ready to cleanse you. He's ready to take you higher and higher and higher. But you need to accept him. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I want to thank you. I want to bless you for this, your children, Lord, that you have forgiven their sins. For this, your children, you have given the gift of salvation. I say, Lord, let them never go back to their vomit. Let them remain connected to you all the days of their life. In the name of Jesus. For everyone who have heard me today, I prophesy unto you. I say the mighty hand of God will rest upon you. The Lord will perfect all that concerns you. He will fight your battles. He will take you higher and higher. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you lay your hands upon will prosper. You will go from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from power to power. His favor will speak for you. His favor will make a way for you. Wherever your names are mentioned, they will find favor in the mighty name of Jesus. It is well with you in the morning. It is well with you at daytime. It is well with you at nighttime. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.